Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Robinson, Brother and Sister, Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. December 23, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Robinson, we received your kind letter, but were unable to respond to your invitation. I have been very ill. I was affected suddenly last Thursday. Sarah thought I was very bad. She says she thought I was dead. Under treatment, I revived, but was very weak. She sat and lectured me quite eloquently in regard to my idea of my going to Stanmore. She thought it was inconsistent and not required of me. Next morning, last Friday morning, I left Corranbong for Sydney, and the Lord strengthened me to speak Sabbath and Sunday in the afternoon. I spoke very earnestly, but in a very simple manner, and the people seemed to be deeply interested. I find their minds catch the very simplest talks more readily than the argumentative. Those talks on the Sabbath and Sunday they enjoyed very much. I took a severe cold on Sabbath, and I have been unable to do much since. Today the breaking up has come, but I should be in no condition to travel. Sarah has left me here to speak to the church upon Sabbath in regard to the offerings brought to Christ, Sunday to speak upon temperance, if my condition is such that I can speak. I have not attended family prayer once yet. The Lord can give me strength to speak, but as yet it is a matter of faith. The interest is just at that point where I can help them here. There are souls deciding for the truth now, nigh and farther off. The interest is so large that many more workers could be employed to the best advantage. Those who are taking their position for the truth are men and women of intelligence that, soundly converted to the truth, will exert an influence that will draw others. They will be a people that will help with their means and with their influence. The enthusiasm over the matter of building a chapel will lead many to commit themselves, for they will see this is not a mushroom matter, but a work that will be enduring. The lot is selected, and the bargain is now being made this day. There are men and women who have not yet decided, who are full of zeal for the church building, and are ready to help build a church. It is only the work of the Lord that so many are interested and so anxious to learn the truth on the Sabbath question. I think 20 workers more than we now have could find enough to do to herd up the lost sheep. Some persons have been visiting friends in Sydney, and they are about to return home. They entreat that this message shall come to the place where they live. They say, "We want a minister that can explain why they keep the seventh-day Sabbath. We never heard such things before." Oh, that every dark place of the earth could be visited! My whole being is hungry to save perishing souls. If the church would only be aroused to be laborers together with God. If they could feel the burden for perishing souls. There are many hundreds who, if they only knew the value of the human souls whom Christ purchased with His own precious lifeblood, would place a proper estimate upon human souls and would do personal labor for those who are in the darkness of error. They would open the Scriptures to the hungry souls. They would feed them with the pure truth. They would increase their own soul's happiness by letting their light shine forth to others. Every true Christian will live in the light of God's presence and cultivate every power He has given them to do Him service. I have written you 8 pages that are being copied. This I send to you without copying. Tell me if you can read it without difficulty. I will send again. I will, if the Lord indicates my duty, try to come to Melbourne as soon as it is best to leave here.